Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia, who's an economist, one of our partners at Flora Focus, and a marketing consultant with Market Insights Torcivia. Santo, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you today because you have just finished your annual big book called the U.S. Flora Report. And as you pull that together, you do a lot of ciphering, a lot of mathematical equations. You pull together some forecasts. And so I thought maybe it'd be good for the listeners to hear some highlights from that. Why don't you tell us a couple little highlights as far as the economic predictions for next year?
Well, we're looking at a slow growth next year for the overall economy. Now, flooring is a kind of a leading indicator of the economy, so we should see a little bit stronger growth in flooring than we do in the overall economy. And we're going to struggle continuously until this excess inventory of housing gets eaten up. We probably won't see housing construction in that segment of the business bounce back until late in 2013 and early 2014. But after that, we should start to see some more what I would call normalized growth, where houses are built to fulfill new households that are being formed in the United States.
All right. So you slice and dice the market in many different ways. So in the residential sector, you're telling us that new home construction is not going to light up for another year or two. Most of the business we're going to see this year and next year is going to be on the replacement side. This year, I think you made a call from a revenue perspective of somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 4% as far as growth versus last year. Is that right?
That's correct. And then in 2013, however, we should see about a 9% growth as both commercial starts to come back and some of the housing market starts to rear up again, and we start to see some trend growth there.
Okay, so you know, most of the other recessions we've come out of, we've seen the residential market lead and get stronger before the commercial market gets stronger. Are we going to see the same this year?
No. In past recoveries, we've seen the whole economy just roar out. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, you know, 6% growth, that kind of thing. In an economy this size, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen anything close to that, nor will we. That's predicated, however, that government policy doesn't turn what I would call negative against business. With this administration, it's been tough to figure out what they're up to, and if they start to overly regulate, overly tax, this whole thing could get knocked into a cocked hat, and we could end up with potentially a double-dip recession. We're not calling for that right now.
All right. So your 9% growth next year is contingent on perhaps a change in Washington, or do you think it'll happen either way?
I think it'll happen either way. Mm-hmm. Without getting too political, I think if a change doesn't happen, we'll be forecasting downwards.
Okay. Got you. All right, so a couple of other changes with the U.S. Flora Report. I know you've added more information around the LVT sector within the resilient sector. Talk a minute about that, if you would.
Yeah, we did some detailed research into the whole LVT segment, and we've decided that we were understating the size of that market. And so we've now broken out LVT as a separate subsegment within resilient. Mm-hmm. And we now forecast, we show historical sales and forecast in detail for LVT. We look at channel sales for LVT, which we didn't do before. And we look at the current major LVT brand sales. We feel we've got a pretty good handle on LVT right now. And we've worked that into our model so that we can predict it in more detail going forward.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned channel just a minute ago. I studied this book when I get it. I just got it a few weeks ago. And you do an exhaustive look at the different channels and which ones are growing, which ones are shrinking. Now, you point out in this thing that the home centers have a tendency of taking more share in a down market, especially when you don't have a lot of new construction. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, what happens is flooring stores do a much stronger percentage of their sales with home builders than obviously the home centers do.
You say that's about 20%, don't you?
That's correct.
Right.
On average, about 15 to 20%, depending on the store. Mm-hmm. But when housing starts go down, like they've gone down recently, flooring stores lose a much bigger percentage of their sales than home centers do. So if you look at last year's sales and in floor covering stores and compare that to home centers, the figures would mislead you into a trend that might be more strongly downward than actually is occurring. When housing starts recover, flooring stores are going to pick that volume up, not the home centers.
Okay.
And we should see the share of flooring stores in total flooring come back up to a more normalized rate.
What is your count on the number of independent flooring stores now? What's your estimate?
About 11 to 12,000.
Okay. All right. And so you're thinking that as the market starts to recover on the new construction side of housing, their business will start to pick up even better.
That's right. And their share of total flooring sales should pick up even better.
Another thing that you talk about a little bit is some of these import trends, what's going on there. Let's talk about that, if you would.
Sure. The fact of the matter is there's only one product category last year whose import sales were down, and that was laminate. Every other category was up, and the industry needs to step up its game if it's serious about reducing the impact of imports in this market. Laminate, obviously, is not the only category that needs to be reduced if they're serious about reducing imports.
Okay. Now, one other thing you talk about, and this is around branding, and you make a couple of good points in branding. That, take for instance with the home centers, they will only promote a manufacturer's brand if it already has a lot of clout to the consumer. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, if you look at the brand, and the other side of it is they like to promote their own brands too. Mm-hmm. You know, Lumber Liquidators brands are the second biggest brands in wood flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Home Depot has Traffic Master, and they now introduced Hampton Bay. Lowe's has Swift Lock and Style Selections. These are all private label brands. And the big box retailers like to promote either their own brands or where a brand is strong, give some recognition to people like Armstrong and Pergo. They're afraid to go against those brands because they have such significant brand equity with the consumer. If a manufacturer wants to hold his position against these brands and not become simply a private label supplier to the big boxes, they're going to need to continually invest in their brand equity.
Mm-hmm. And then,
and that's very important because that's the only real leverage they have against the big box stores.
Right. But, you know, you have the Manningtons of the world who have a strong brand, and they also refuse to sell that brand. So they have some discipline around their channel strategy, don't they?
That's right. What happens is once you try to cross over into the big boxes, if you have a major brand like that, they will put tremendous amount of pressure on you to bring that brand to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make a conscious effort to either have a brand that you can convince them is of equal weight to the brands you're not selling, or just stay out of them altogether.
Right. Okay. Well, just before we run out of time real quick, I know some people might be interested in taking a look at this U.S. floor report that you put out. How can they access this information?
Well, they can either contact me directly or they can contact Floor Focus.
Right.
In either case, we will take their order and get back to them, answer their questions, whatever.
Right.
And we'll be more than happy to facilitate them becoming a client of ours.
All right, Santo, it's great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Santo Torcivia with Market Insights Torcivia, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.